A call to protest from Ukraine's president and a plea for help. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The world must stop the war.
Volodymyr Zelensky made that plea in English last night, urging people everywhere to publicly protest today. He just addressed a NATO emergency summit.
I'm sure you understand that Russia doesn't want to stop on Ukraine. It wants to go further.
He has asked the 30 countries that were in that room to send him 1% of their tanks, their planes, and also anti-ship and anti-missile systems so that he can protect his country, saying the Ukrainians have shown their strength. They've shown that they're standing alone against Russian aggression.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich is in Brussels. So is President Biden. He'll announce more sanctions today on Russia. Russia's invasion started a month ago, and NATO estimates 30 to 40,000 of its troops have been killed or wounded as Ukraine fights back against the Russians. But Russia keeps bombarding many cities like Mariupol, which is mostly gone.
Drone video of the city of Mariupol reveals miles and miles of scorched earth. Having counted some 9,300 dead, the UN says the death tolls will be dramatically higher when the smoke clears.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. Ketanji Brown Jackson's back at the Senate, but the Supreme Court nominee is finished answering senators' questions. Outside witnesses will testify today. 2 days of Q&A did not impress Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham about her record as a judge.
It's not that she's soft on pornography crimes, that her sentencing regimes are irresponsible and there's no deterrence.
The price of gas remains high, only a dime off its record high. Connecticut will join a few other states lifting the gasoline tax. California's governor wants to give vehicle owners $400 each. In Chicago, businessman Willie Wilson's giving away $1 million in free gas today. Drivers get $50 worth until the money runs out.
Well, I've been poor before myself. I've been a sharecropper down south. And I just hate to see people struggling.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There is concern that COVID cases could rise back up because of a new Omicron subvariant, but the CDC director says it's been in the U.S. for 2 months and cases and deaths have been declining still. The White House seems more concerned about COVID funding.
Outgoing White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients said the BA2 Omicron strain shouldn't cause alarm because we have the tools to deal with it. However, he said Congress has not approved billions of dollars in additional funding for more of those tools.
Congress has failed to act. They failed to provide the necessary funding, and we're already seeing the consequences.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said COVID care reimbursement money is running out.
We had to cut the supply of monoclonal antibody treatments that we had distributed in the past to every state.
While the House had a funding measure, some Democrats were upset that it would take back some unused COVID money from states, and some Republicans said they wanted more information about how money's been spent so far. And Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
New York City's mayor is expected to announce today some high-profile exemptions to the city's COVID vaccine mandate. Performers in theaters and on Broadway, and professional athletes. This would allow a player like Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets to play home games. He has not been allowed to do that all season because of the city's restrictions. Also in New York,
Martin Simon is accused of fatally shoving a woman into an oncoming subway train. He's been in custody since January following the killing of Michelle Goh. Police say she tried to avoid Simon when he approached and attacked. Simon is charged with second-degree murder. A public defender who spoke with Fox News calls Michelle's death a tragedy beyond comprehension. The attorney then went on to say Simon was in the throes of mental illness when he attacked her and will go to a psychiatric hospital until he's stable enough for trial. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks may rise at the opening bell this hour. Dow futures up over 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.